I did yesterday what I do just about every day, and that is go for a bike ride. And almost every bike ride, in my mind, I have a song playing in my head. And yesterday, for the entirety of my ride, this is the song that was playing in my head.
Part of my
It's been haunting me lately, too.
Yes!
I don't understand this world, but he's part of mine. Part of mine. Part of mine. I don't understand this world, but he's part of mine. Yesterday, the Tennessee man and Michael Sam tells the world he's gay. Tells the world he's gay, 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 gay. Michael Sam, you love another man. More comfortable with that. I don't understand his world, but he's part of mine.
Unbelievable.
Part of mine.
Still one of the catchiest songs of all time.
Imagine being on a two-hour bike ride, and this is the soundtrack for the entire 2 hours. It never stopped.
Oh, it stayed with me about 6 hours the other day. Just, yeah, around the house, cutting grass, absolutely.
Consider yourself lucky.
That part always gets me.
Let's divide us. It is not our differences that divide us. They go divide. He's part of mine. Part of mine. I don't understand his world, but he's part of mine. Part of mine.
Do you know who did this?
No. It's like a mystery.
It's a P1, though, right?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Somebody, after Ellen, after it went crazy, you know, on the internet.
Yeah. Okay. It's one of those groups that goes and takes the big social story and turns it into a funny song.
Well, having that song in my head yesterday got me thinking about Michael Sam. And he came out of the closet in 2014. He is the first, quote-unquote, NFL player to announce that he was gay.
He told the world he was gay.
And in that same year, in 2014, Jason Collins became, quote unquote, the first NBA player to come out as gay. And he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated, and Michael Sam was a huge deal. And I remember the story at that time. This is 5 years ago. They're trailblazers. Now watch. You're going to have so many pro athletes coming out because, depending on what numbers you believe, anywhere from 2 to 15% of pro athletes are gay. They just haven't felt like they could come out of the closet. But you just watch, now that these two have come out, it's going to open the floodgates. And here we are on June 5th, 2019. The only NFL player to come out as gay is Michael Sam.
It's amazing.
And the only NBA player to come out as gay is Jason Collins. And I said, when those two came out, I said, this will not make an impact whatsoever because nobody knows these guys and they don't play. Michael Sam ended up not having an NFL career. Jason Collins was a bench warmer, and after that, he never got into a game pretty much the rest of his career. These were afterthought players, and the only way you're ever going to get any kind of traction, the only way you'll have somebody that could actually be labeled a trailblazer, is if Tom Brady comes out as gay, or LeBron James comes out as gay. But Michael Sam and Jason Collins have had zero impact.
Yeah, do you remember his run as a Cowboy?
Yeah.
It lasted 6 weeks.
Right.
From September 3rd to October 21st, he was a Cowboy, but couldn't make the roster. He was on the practice squad.
Well, Jerry should have marketed him better. I think if you have a cultural figure like that, don't you embrace it and market him? And
well, yeah, if he plays
in the community,
but they've never marketed a practice squad player before.
Well, but they haven't had the first publicly gay NFL player be on the practice squad either. I just felt he was underutilized as a marketing tool, and that's all Jerry thinks of people as, marketing tools.
We are still waiting for the first openly gay baseball player. Now, Glenn Burke, back in the 70s and 80s, played for the Dodgers, famously dated Tommy Lasorda's son.
Really?
But was not necessarily openly gay. Everybody knew he was gay, and he later came out as gay, but he wasn't known as the first openly gay baseball player when he was playing. He's kind of identified as that now, but we're still waiting for that in baseball. So did Jason Collins and Michael Sam make this huge social impact? When they came out 5 years ago, I said no. I didn't think that they were these incredible trailblazers. Now, they did something. They'll always be remembered, I guess, as the first NFL, first NBA player to come out. But it certainly hasn't opened the floodgates because nobody else since in any of these other sports has come out.
And I didn't think that they would necessarily open the floodgates, but I did think that we would see so many more since then, just because culturally it's...
Yeah, I thought we'd see a few.
You're celebrated, you know. I don't know how much hardship there is if you came out in sports now versus 20 years ago.
But 5 years later, that beautiful song still rings true. I don't understand his world, but he's a part of mine. He's a part of mine.
Indeed.
It made an impact with Norm. Because I think on our draft coverage, this was his first question to every player that they got on from the draft.
Are you gay?
He did not.
Gay?
Yeah, for a while he did.
He asked if they were gay.
That was a sleep question.
Are you gay?
Well, it's confrontational.
All right, 608 on the ticket. Coming up next, it's Gordo in the Ocean.